under a small window open to the cooling air, then go downstairs to make coffee. I peel an orange and stare at my screen. Sometimes I am full of purpose, answering emails and arranging calls, tap tap. I look up dance classes and swimming timetables, day trips, festivals, restaurants. I've never tried Nepalese cuisine, never visited the Christmas markets at Cologne, now only 4 hours away by train. I search for recipes by a single ingredient: glass noodles, pinto beans, courgette, honey, cashews. At 3 p.m, I eat mounded handfuls of specular biscuits, which here come shaped like macarons and are covered in milk chocolate. I marvel at myself. It's the smoking that gets me out of the house. Today we had a thunderstorm. I've rarely experienced a storm in the morning before the bins have even been taken, and I enjoy it, the early havoc of light and coarse rain. I am so stupid here. I go into a shop and pick up the sort of things a woman like me picks up: hair mousse, satsumas, hand cream, linseed crackers, carnations. At the till, the invariable woman smiles and says, and I stare and say, sorry? I even put a craven inflection on it, sorry, to make it sound as if I am possibly not English and so worthy of a little more patience. And then she repeats what she has said in immaculate English, and I say, aha, and pay. Usually she is just asking about coupons or plastic bags. Sorry. I can't get away from this internal posturing, desperate, like someone turning endlessly in front of a department store mirror, piping, and from this side? And this side? With terrified eyes. There's a gap where my sense of place should be. It's quite a useful one sometimes. It allows me to sit on the cusp of an opinion. I can nod along when people around me say, of course, here they have a different way of doing things, and not all of it is done well. Their record on the things they're fated for actually lags way behind their European counterparts. It's not all tolerance and equality. It's not all plain speaking. And environmentally, well, count all the bikes you like. They're not doing half of what Sweden, Norway, Germany are doing. They're actually a big polluter, relatively speaking, but you won't get anywhere talking to any of them about that. And then, when others say to me, you must be so happy not to be in the UK anymore. I mean, everyone I know wants to get out. It's all austerity, splendid isolation, permanent crisis. It gets worse. Every week it gets worse. Whereas here, well, you've just got to look around you. The libraries, the parks, the public transport, the schools, the recycling, the municipal flower displays. Everything just works. They really have nailed their civic infrastructure. You won't want to go back after a year or two here. I mean, you're not planning on it, are you? I agree to all of this at different times. Sometimes I'm the one saying this, or at least saying certain phrases. The way when I lived in London, I agreed that it was a relief to live among so much culture, energy, the buzz of the city. And when I returned north, to the half-abandoned fringe of coast on which I'd grown up, to the friends who hadn't left, I said how wonderful it was to have space, to have quiet, to pay a sensible price for a pint. Here, this is less tact than diffidence, but it leaves me feeling unaffiliated, drifting aimlessly in the void between two countries, with no predilection, no plan for movement towards one or the other. And you can choose, I tell myself sourly, to go either way. What fortune to be able to base a choice on liking, to be worried only about the lack of it. Here, the Netherlands, with its seeming ease and order, is the least complicated place we could have come to. I am well aware that this is the tamest and most tepid flight we could have made.